This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley, and we appreciate you being with us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any questions or problems through there. And then our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Got a great show for you today, and we're going to kick it off with our good friends from Mosquito Authority. And Gino Panapinto joins us. So, Gino, glad to have you in studio.
Good to be here, Scott.
We've got a few over the phone, so yeah, it's cool to have you in. And up front, I will give a quick testimonial. We have been using, I don't know if this is a third year, fourth year, or
at least third.
Yeah, at least third, yeah, that we have used you guys up at our church camp outside of Sedalia. And, I mean, we had a mosquito problem. We had some areas of standing water, and we have this kind of outside amphitheater deal we use on Thursday nights especially, and everybody's outside, 300 or 400 people, and man, we were just getting eaten up. And I was actually out at, I think, Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, and saw a sign out there several years back. It said Mosquito Authority, and I'm like, what does that mean? So called you guys and had you guys out, and man, I'm telling you, we have not seen a mosquito around.
Well,
it has really worked awesome. So, I mean, for that big of an area that you guys do and all, so, I mean, this is something that really, really works. And I just hooked my dad up. My dad's in Dallas, and so I called down there and got a Mosquito Authority down there, sent them to my dad's house, and they've done their second treatment now. And now he has no mosquitoes.
Well, the company's definitely been growing a little bit, and so there are territories turning up in a lot of the states.
Sure, yeah, for sure. So good. So give us a little background on this and you know, even how you got into it, and maybe educate us on mosquitoes a little bit. All we know is, man, they bite and they can ruin your daily activities and evening activities in a heartbeat. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, thanks. My family used to live in Steamboat Springs, and we in what might be considered in the summertime a fairly dry area, once the snow melts, but it's pretty heavily wooded, and we used to just fight mosquitoes off all summer long. And we love the summers up there, but I'll tell you what, you could get bitten pretty quickly just when you get outside, and it almost didn't matter what time of day. Mm-hmm. It could even be in the middle of the sunny part of the afternoon. And when we moved over to the Front Range, we started having the same problem with mosquitoes around, because we have a lot of farmers and ranchers nearby that are doing lots of irrigating, and so whenever you have standing water, you're going to have a potential for that.
Right.
So we had a good friend of ours recommended that the Mosquito Authority operator in our area would come and try just a treatment to see how it would work at our place.
Mm-hmm.
We truly could not believe it, because we had just sprayed cans of repellent on ourselves and tried all the other the candles and all the other hopefully magic things that you can do to get bugs out of your yard, and nothing worked like this. We were amazed, and we were so impressed with it, we decided to go into the business, and we've been doing that since 2012 now.
Wow. Now, there's several territories, and we've got three partners in with our deal that we're promoting here on our show, but what's kind of your area of service?
Thanks. The area that we particularly cover is generally all over Douglas County, and so we cover from Highlands Ranch, Parker, Castle Rock. We're technically based out of Castle Rock. We cover all of those areas in that area of Douglas County, and we can go clear out to Larkspur and Sedalia, and we even have some customers out in Elizabeth and towards Kiowa. So we kind of branched out of the county a little bit.
Right. And, you know, I was really amazed. I never thought about the danger of mosquitoes to pets, you know, dogs, cats, and horses, till I met you guys and we started doing about this. And the first time you were on, we kind of talked about that. But, I mean, and I've talked to our vet about it. I mean, it's a huge deal.
Absolutely. There's no question that pet owners, horse owners, people with livestock, definitely want to protect their animals. And one of the first kind of questions we get from customers is something like, well, is what you do safe for the pets and the kids?
Right.
And the best part about it is that it actually is making it a safer environment for your pet or your large animal, mm-hmm. Just because of the kind of treatment that we do. It's EPA approved. It's one of these products that basically imitates the ingredient that comes in a natural chrysanthemum flower or an African daisy, which is like a pyrethrin. So it's based on it's created to imitate that kind of solution. The biggest difference is that the product that we use has a residual built into it in the ingredients that will allow it to stay on trees and, you know, the leaves and the foliage, bushes and foliage around the home, so that it'll last for 3 weeks and it really has a strong effect by repelling the mosquitoes for that period.
Gotcha. Well, once again, their number is 303-688-BUGS. 303-688-2847. And just mention you heard them here on Haystack Helper Radio. And again, we've got a couple other partners. So if Gino just described an area that you do not live in, but you're interested in this, give them a call. They'll get you hooked up and take care of you. Now, I've heard of a lot of national awareness weeks of a lot of things, mostly medical. But I did not know there was a National Mosquito Awareness Week.
There is,
and it's coming up.
It's coming up
June 23rd. All right,
starting next week for 1 week. Just to, there'll be more information coming out from the Mosquito Authority on our webpage and in our Facebook page to just let people know of the kinds of things that they can do to prevent mosquitoes, other than simply calling for a treatment. And you know, it just starts with looking for sources and standing water and making people aware that there is a risk of disease and things. Obviously, we talked about pets, but obviously we don't want to get bitten ourselves.
Sure, sure. And what seems to really make mosquitoes worse? And what kind of weather? Or is it just so random? Yeah, you know, it's just hard to tell.
Yeah, it's certainly the warmer months is when you're going to see it. And the hatches will take place really when it's warm enough, and this is definitely that time. The early spring and through the course of most of the summer months. But what a lot of people may not realize is that mosquitoes can overwinter, where they can actually hide out in attics and the eaves and soffits and places around the home that will protect them enough, even in the cold weather. Mm-hmm. And mosquitoes that can lay eggs in a particular place, those eggs can freeze and actually, like, it might be in a rain gutter, it might be in a place that is not going to be disturbed throughout the winter. And they will actually hatch in the spring earlier than people will even see mosquitoes out.
Sure.
So people then will say, well, how could we possibly have mosquitoes this early? And I'm talking about maybe April in Colorado. That's a little early for it, but because they haven't seen the bugs flying yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it can happen.
So what's the general kind of plan? I know you have, you know, we say no commitments, no contracts and all that, which I think is very cool. But yet you still want to be effective. And so one time usually doesn't do it. So what's usually your general plan that you like to put people on?
Well, we like to certainly recommend if they just want to try it once, we have no problem with that.
Sure.
It's hard to guarantee it the very first time because they generally, we feel like it's hard to put a number on it, but I'll bet we probably get 80% of a mosquito population around a home on our first treatment. So if the customer is willing to try two treatments roughly 21 days apart, then we will guarantee it because we know that we can probably find the source and make sure that we get an effective control that we can keep under control.
Right.
As we go through the summer. Once people have that second treatment and they realize that we've pretty well got it under control, they generally want to have it again, but we do not require that they make a contract on it, absolutely.
And you know, I mean, is it like bushes around and things you spray, foundation, outside areas? What areas of the home do you normally treat?
So all of our treatments are exterior treatments, and the general way that we do it is to spray the foliage of leaves of trees and the bushes and the all the natural wood surfaces. So even a wooden boardwalk or a fence and retaining walls, a lot of times there's foliage growing out of retaining walls. And if it's a stone retaining wall, there may be some foliage adjacent to it. So all of those kinds of surfaces are really effective because they're the kind of surfaces that will hold that treatment and the residual. And once it's dry, which only takes roughly 30 minutes, because once we're finished, we pack out and
sure,
everybody can be on it.
Right. Once again, their number, 303-688-BUGS, 303-688-BUGS and 2847 to break that down for you. And again, we have used them for several years now. I highly recommend them, endorse them, and promise you they'll do you a great, great job. And again, we'll go back to pets real quick here, no matter dogs, cats, I mean, they get bit. I mean, I saw one deal, I think it was the leading cause of heartworm in dogs and cats. So, I mean, you know, we all love our animals, so don't forget this.
Exactly. And even our own vet that we use, she knows about the importance of protecting animals from heartworm and other diseases. And she uses our kind of our service just because of that.
Oh, really?
She wants her own pets to be protected, and I think that's a pretty good point to make, that a veterinarian wants a healthy animal, and they know that this is safe enough to do for them as well.
Sure. Now, real quick on pricing, and again, it's hard because you don't know the area, but I mean, what's kind of generally the range for someone, you know, residential area, for that first-time treatment? What are you looking at?
For a typical backyard, $75, we will treat the backyard, which usually is about two of our backpack sprayers. If it takes more than that, we'll add $10 per backpack, so it can be very minimal investment. And we look at it this way. The customer is, we all want to enjoy the outdoors, and we invest a lot in our home and our landscape and the beauty of our own property. And so we think, why not make that little small investment to improve the quality of what you get to enjoy?
Well, you look at all the garbage in the cans that people, I mean, you go buy half a dozen cans of that stuff, you've spent $80, you know?
Right, it doesn't
take
long.
You're spraying around the air.
Well, yeah. And the other thing is, if your neighbor wants to just, or your friends come over and they want to come into your yard, you don't have to hand them a can of something.
Exactly.
Because
or put a bunch of oils on you or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
The candles can be for atmosphere, but you don't have to worry about using them for bugs.
Sure. Good deal. Well, Gino, hey, man, we appreciate you guys' partnership. Glad we've been able to connect with you. And thank you so much for all you've done for our camp. And hopefully our listeners will give you a call, 303-688-BUGS, 303-688-2847. Mention you heard them here on Haystack Help Radio. So thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
The big question, can rates continue to drop? Have you taken advantage of these low rates, or are you still waiting? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, to get that low rate, to lower your payment, or to take cash out for home improvement, or just pay off debt and save even more. Call 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan and been treated like just another number? Or is no one listening to what you want? Never get the same person when you call to find out your status? Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where we've been providing personalized service since 2001. We want to know what you want. We listen to you and find the loan that fits you, all with lower fees and low rates. We will save you time and thousands in unnecessary expense and interest. 720-895-0500. Want to pay off your home faster without changing your spending habits? Want to see how much you can save when you use a broker who knows Colorado? We offer low down payment loans, purchase loans to 95% without mortgage insurance, and customized terms. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, and be treated with respect again. NMLS 298-191, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain. Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Once again, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to have back in studio our good friend John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy, been with us a number of years, and boy, just doing a great thing to help people. In this, boy, you talk about a volatile time in the market. This is it. But first of all, let's welcome John Hinkle to the show. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be here again,
Good to
Scott.
See you, sir. Good to see you. Man, it has been a little ups and down the hills here with the market, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've had a very volatile recent market. And you know, we live in volatile times. I mean, look at all the things you and I were talking before the show. You know, how much volatility there is, not just in the market, but it's also reflected in the politics and people's feelings around the country. And I don't see that ending anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't either at all. Yeah. You know, hey, you guys have been doing this for a number of years, and you've got centers all over the world. So I want to kind of tell our audience, maybe this is the first time they've heard you, reset a little bit, and just tell them a little bit about Online Trading Academy.
Sure, of course, Scott. We're a world leader in financial education. We've got more than 50 campuses, 50 bricks and mortar campuses all over the world, including a beautiful bricks and mortar campus right here in Denver, where we teach people a highly precise, patented trading strategy.
And that is one thing, you know, I think when I mention it to people, they go, well, I don't like online stuff. And I'm like, no, that's just the name, Online Trading Academy. But you do have a beautiful campus right over in the Tamarack.
Yeah, sometimes people get confused by that. We're teaching in a bricks and mortar classroom, real hands-on experience for our students. You know, the name is online because we're teaching you how to trade online,
sure.
Basically.
So you do classes, and we're going to get to that in a minute, but who do you see really coming in for this help? I mean, what walks of life, you know, people coming from?
I mean, people that come to our campus, it's as wide a scope. You know, you want to talk about diversity. There are people, we've had students as young as 16. We've had people 90 years mm-hmm. old come and learn how to do this skill, because it is a skill that we're teaching. And, you know, all men, women, all kinds of jobs. People that are doctors, people that are lawyers, people that are, you know, doing minimum wage jobs, people that are electricians, all kinds of things, anyone you can imagine.
Right. Again, it's Online Trading Academy. You can check out their website, tradingacademy.com. And, you know, well, we have a lot of great, you know, partners on our show, friends of our show. And I tell you, John, we have heard over all the years, I mean, since 2000, about 10 or 11, we started doing things with Online Trading Academy, and we have never, ever, ever had one call where somebody was unhappy, and we've had a lot of people go through there.
Yeah, and we really pride ourselves on caring for our students and helping them achieve their goals, and, you know, trading, like I said, it's a means to an end. We're helping people really, you know, achieve things in their life that they've wanted to and maybe not had in the past a way to to make those things happen.
Right. And I'm sure a lot of your clients, I mean, probably have worked with financial, quote, planners in the past and doing things, but they're just not seeing anything but the fees go out the door.
Yeah, and that's one of the big things that we talk about is if you're in traditional investment, unless you've got a really, and there are some good advisors out there.
Sure, sure.
But a lot of folks are paying very high fees. They may be paying a fee to the mutual fund, and they may be paying a fee to an advisor. And before you know it, they're given a significant portion of their gains that they don't get to realize them for themselves.
Right. So who would you say, hey, if you're listening to this show, here's a few things that if you fit these qualifications, you should give us a call.
You know, if you're someone that's wants to make more money with less risk, I don't care if you've got if you're in mutual funds or with 401k or with a financial advisor, if you want to make more money with less risk, you should give us a call. Or maybe you're somebody that's never really thought about investing and trading and, mm-hmm. and wanted to see if it's something that could have a meaningful impact in your life, you should give us a call and check it out. We've got a free class, kind of show you what it's about, show you how the market really works, show you how we anticipate price movements. We never predict them. We anticipate them.
Right.
And a very, very careful distinction. And really kind of show them the process.
Sure. So you mentioned a class, and this is about a three and a half hour class that you offer to people. And again, I've always respected how you do this. Most people charge for classes. Hey, if you don't like it, sorry. But you know what? You say, hey, we want you to come, get to know us, see what we're all about, and see if it's for you, because you've readily admitted all the time, hey, it's not for everybody, but it can be a great help to many folks.
Yeah, and it really depends on the person, but come check it out, see if it's something that might benefit you, and if it is, then we can talk more about that. But there are so many people, Scott, that I talk to that are they feel stuck and financially stuck and mm-hmm. frustrated. They're not getting ahead. They're not moving the needle in the direction. You know, frankly, I mean, last month we gave back a whole year's worth of gains in
sure.
one month.
Right.
And so people are losing that time, and we've got a lot of volatility out there. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know how to deal with it, you need to learn how to deal with it, because we're going to see a lot of it going forward.
Right. John Hinkler is our guest. Once again, it's Online Trading Academy. And here's the deal, and John has been kind enough to offer this class for us again on this segment. And here's what basic. You can learn how to trade, invest, protect, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. This is a half-day class on investing for long-term wealth and trading for short-term income. The value of the course is around $500, but John's kind enough to waive that tuition for callers from Haystack Help. So seating is limited, so we do need you to call. Just reserve your spot. But if you'll call 866-816-1918, that's 866-816-1918, tell me you heard John on Haystack Help, they will reserve you a spot and go through the dates with you that are available for these classes. And again, you can visit their website, tradingacademy.com. Does it shock you now from when you started to look at today of just how everything's changed?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, when I first got started, Scott, you know, it was an analog world.
Right.
You needed to be in a financial center. You needed to get the best prices, to have the best opportunity to make money in the markets. You needed to actually be on a physical exchange. You had to be present there. That meant living in New York, London, or Chicago. Nowadays, it's all electronic trading, and what that really means is it's a wide open platform. You can be anywhere in the world, and we have students. I mean, right here in Denver, we've had students that came as far away as Australia. We've got a number of students in Australia. We've got students that live in Hawaii. We've got students that we've got one student that lives in Barcelona. We've got students that live in Caribbean islands. You can be anywhere in the world. We've got lots of students that live up, you know, in the mountains in Winter Park and Aspen and
sure.
in those areas. You can live anywhere and do this now. So it's really amazing time for investors and people that want to trade in the market.
Well, give them a call. It's 866-816-1918. Again, this is a great class. It's a half-day class, and you are going to learn a lot from it. And, you know, I have several people actually, that are really good friends of mine that have done this class and have really, really enjoyed it. And it is absolutely free. It's a $500 value, and it's absolutely free to you. All you got to do is call 866-816-1918, 866-816-1918. So putting your forecasting cap on now, here's what I think with people, John, and I, real quick, got a couple minutes left, but I mean, everybody's pretty much, you know, just very scared to death of what's going on. And you look at, hey, those of us that are 55 plus, I mean, time is passing very quickly. Another year is behind us, and man, retirement's coming. And, you know, if you're not doing too well on your own and you looked at the first of the year, and a lot of people have financial goals at the first of the year, this may be the time to make that change and come to this class.
You know, I always tell people, this may not be right for you, but it does make sense to take a look at it and see. I mean, it doesn't cost anything. See if this is something that could positively impact your financial situation. And you know, there's also a myth, Scott, that you need a lot of money to mm-hmm. get started in this. And you do need some. You know, you can't start with zero. You have to have a little bit of working capital. But you don't need $100,000. You don't need $50,000. You know, if somebody's, you know, got $5,000, they could definitely look at doing something like this and get started. You know, you build up over time.
Good deal. John, always great to see you. And thanks again for offering this class for our listeners.
My pleasure.
All right, learn how to trade, invest, protect, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. It's a half-day class, absolutely free. All you have to do is call 866-816-1918. Seating is limited, so call now. You can visit their website for more information, onlinetradingacademy.com. We'll be right back.
After an accident, think about Flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation, but you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets.
Education is the greatest equalizer is my theme. It's always been. More people know, the better their decisions are, the more comfortable they become. So when people come in, we take, some people say, an excessive amount of time learning about the client themselves, who they are, what are their feelings. I don't care how much assets they have. If their assets are important to them, that's critical to me.
Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Householder Group. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever. Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we would like to welcome you to Your Health Matters. My name is Scott Whatley. Thank you so much for being with us. Integrated Health Systems is the company. And normally Dr. Stedman joins us, but every once in a while we get one of his team members to join us as well. And today we are glad to have Dr. Perry Maynard with us. So Dr. Maynard, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to get you on, and appreciate it. And hey, we're going to be promoting a great seminar, so we're going to mention this several times throughout the show today. But before we get to that, tell us just a little bit about the seminar and what you're going to be discussing.
Yeah, definitely. So the seminar is going to be aimed at kind of discussing the aging brain. You know, more specifically, things like dementia and Alzheimer's. We'll probably get really deep into Alzheimer's, but we're going to kind of talk about some of the latest research in regards to dementia and Alzheimer's, and kind of what can we do about it? What are some different tests we can look at, and what are some different treatment strategies we can do, especially early on? You know, because what's sure. kind of cool is that a lot of these processes start, you know, 20 years before the first symptom. You know, so if we can try to catch some of these things when maybe someone starts having just a little bit of memory loss, or where was that word, you know, maybe can we stop some of these things before they progress to full-on, you know, dementia.
Sure. Now, you mentioned, you know, dementia and Alzheimer's. And so, I mean, is there a medical definition of difference between those two? Do those affect us different, or are they kind of the same thing?
Definitely. So yeah, there are two different things you could argue. So Alzheimer's can be a form of dementia. So when you look at the definition within dementia, so you have what's called MCI, or mild cognitive impairment, and then you have dementia, and then you have full-blown either Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, whatever it may be. And usually it has to do with how much of your life is affected. Right, so you have different domains of cognition, so things like language, short-term memory, visual, spatial, all these things. And when more and more of them are affected, right, and it's now starting to affect your daily life, so you can no longer do tasks on your own without help, it's technically categorized as a dementia. But you have multiple different types of dementia, and Alzheimer's is kind of a subtype within that dementia realm, if that makes sense.
Right. And what's the earliest in age that you've seen this start to show symptoms in someone? Is it 40 plus, 50 plus?
Yeah, I've seen a few, and I know a few colleagues, and have read, you know, plenty of case reports of sometimes, yeah, aggressively starting in the 40s, mid to late 40s.
Wow.
You know, I've seen Parkinson's or Parkinson-like symptoms in a 28-year-old before. So, you know, once again, it's, you know, those things aren't necessarily common, but they do happen. And some of these, like I'll talk about in my talk, is there's a lot of kind of atypical or things that kind of look like it, but are they really it? And those are the ones that tend to start earlier than kind of the true Alzheimer's. You can have what's called like the toxic form, which is kind of you see with different types of infections, and those can start a lot earlier than kind of your traditional Alzheimer's.
All right. Dr. Perry Maynard is with us from Integrated Health Systems. This seminar will be tomorrow night, and actually I should term that a webinar. And so very easy from the comfort of your home, on your own home or office. If you have questions, you can call 303-781-5617. But Dr. Maynard will do this a couple of times throughout the show. But how's the best way for people to get on this webinar?
So one of the best ways is going to be a link, which I think we had sent over to you guys.
Yes.
So a link, and then we'll also have a link on our social media page as well. So that's the best way to get a hold of it, because you click on that link, and then you can put your name, and then it'll send you kind of a countdown a few hours before it starts reminding you, and then you can just log on right there.
All right. It looked like anymeeting.com, and we also did it on our Facebook page for Haystack Help Radio, so you can look at that as well. We've already placed a link there for you. And then, again, if you have more questions, you can call the office, 303-781-5617. It is free of charge. And again, something very convenient for you. You don't have to get out and fight traffic and all to be somewhere. And this will start at 6 o'clock, and that is tomorrow, August the 20th. So when we start getting into the symptoms, and, you know, we think of memory loss, or, and I tell you, it probably alarms most of us that are over that 55 age mark, because, man, I find myself all the time like, why did I walk in this room, or where did I put that paper, or where did I do? So what part of this do people put off as, quote, normal for as aging, when maybe we should be looking at, hey, maybe you ought to start looking at, you know, joining a webinar like this?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that's a great question, because I think we're all guilty of, you know, we notice things here or there, and they're like, oh, maybe that's nothing. But, you know, I love, there's a researcher, his name is Dale Bredesen, and he's coined a term, it's called cognoscopy. So like a colonoscopy, but for cognition, you know, and discussing, you know, at age 45 and above, you know, yearly, some of these tests should be run and things like that. You know, to kind of make sure that these little bit of slip-ups aren't something serious. Because, you know, once again, you know, we all have moments like that, and it doesn't mean that it's going to lead to full-fledged dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever it may be, but it still is a little glimpse into abnormality in brain function. You know, I always say, if you can see a 67-year-old whose brain is firing on all cylinders, why can't everyone else's?
Sure.
You know, so I think that doesn't have to be a normal occurrence. You know, so it may not be something serious, but, you know, it's a little window into saying, hey, things could be a little bit more optimal in brain function. But I think, honestly, anyone above the age of 45 should really start to look into some of this testing to, in order, if anything, to just keep themselves from ending up at that point or catching things early.
Sure. Now, you know, sometimes the hardest thing to do is to have a loved one that you start seeing these things and you try to get them help. I mean, something like this webinar may be some easy way to say, hey, mom or dad, or, you know, grandpa, whatever. Hey, I'm going to come over. We're going to watch something together, just to let them kind of see what it's like and even see how they are able to soak that in. Right.
Oh yeah. No, I think that's great. I mean, I'm going to try to make this webinar just a very kind of, with lots of takeaway points of, you know, better questions to ask your doctor, different tests you can look into. So really to well arm someone to figure out, you know, why may they be having this memory loss?
Absolutely. Dr. Perry Maynard is with us. Integrated Health Systems. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. And once again, this seminar will be 6 p.m. tomorrow night. And you can go to anymeeting.com, and they'll be showing you kind of a click down there, clock countdown as before the meeting will get started. But if you have any questions, feel free to call their office, 303-781-5617. Now, you know, it can happen even just forgetting things, but also, I guess with dementia, you know, it kind of makes it hard to judge passing of time for people, or being confused about a time or a place, right?
Definitely, definitely. They're, yeah, they, you know, a lot of people think of traditional symptoms, but it can be all sorts of things of, you know, losing track of time. Maybe so showing up to meetings late, or showing up to different things late, or forgetting where they put certain things. So it can kind of manifest in all these different domains of cognition because of how it's affecting different areas of the brain.
Right. Now, what about noticing problems with people, you know, speaking or writing, anything like that? Does that play also into this, or would this be some other type of symptom that'd be show?
No, so definitely, definitely. I mean, you can see speech issues with a variety of different types of dementia, but you can definitely see it in regards to Alzheimer's with word finding. And like I said, there's different subtypes within Alzheimer's, and than some of the more toxic or kind of infectious or ones that are exposed more to chemicals, those tend to affect more areas of the brain and can usually manifest with more speech issues. So that can be a sign. Most of the time, the early symptoms tend to be a little bit more memory, but speech can be involved.
Wow. You know, I looked up something this morning, and assuming all things on the internet are true, it said the total number of new cases of dementia each year worldwide is nearly 9.9 million, which means implying one new case every 3 seconds. When you look at that number, wow, that's staggering.
Yeah, it's pretty scary how much, and, you know, I think there's differences in our ability to test and name things, but I think also we live in an environment, there's so much more stress with work, people have so much more on their plate, it's a little bit more of a toxic environment with all the pollutants in the air, you know, so I think there's a lot more compounding factors, and honestly, I think that number is probably going to continue to rise unless we change things in our environment.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Do you see any other type of relating type conditions that go along with this? Like you see people that maybe have been on a certain medication for a long time that can fall to this quicker or anything like that? Any other type of conditions that seem to lend itself to dementia?
Definitely. So I'll kind of give a brief example. Like I said earlier, the researcher Dale Bredesen has started to create different subtypes of Alzheimer's. And right now there's about 4 to 5 subtypes that he's categorized. And, you know, one of them, so diabetes. Diabetes is a condition that definitely increases your risk for Alzheimer's and has been correlated with, you know, a lot of cases because of how blood sugar affects the brain. Certain types of infections, things like Lyme disease, or certain tick-borne illnesses, or exposures to heavy metals, or things like mycotoxins or mold toxins. These are all things that can create a lot of inflammation in the brain and can kickstart some of these things or lead to them. And then there are certain types of medications that can affect memory. I haven't seen this much necessarily correlated with creating Alzheimer's, but can create memory-type symptoms. So that is a big thing we always do, is to make sure that someone's medication isn't mimicking Alzheimer's-type symptoms, because that can happen.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes sense. So, you know, when you talk about a decline in brain health, and I'm getting this actually from some of your points that you're going to be covering in this webinar, but it says how a decline in the brain can wreak havoc for a person's life. And, you know, and I get what you're meaning there in a person's life, but, man, it really tends to be a lot widespread in that, because it'll affect a whole family and many people, doesn't it?
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think, I don't know the statistics off my head, but the statistics are quite baffling when you look at caregivers to patients with Alzheimer's and their risk of developing dementia as well. I mean, it's so stressful. And both of my grandparents, on my dad's side, my grandma and my grandfather both had Alzheimer's, and just seeing the amount of money, I mean, it bankrupted them, and it bankrupted some of their kids just trying to take care of them. I mean, it was over $1 million to just take care of my grandfather. So like you said, it doesn't just affect the individual, it affects their kids and their kids' kids.
Wow. Again, Dr. Perry Maynard is with us, Integrated Health Systems. Their number, 303-781-5617. They do offer a free consultation. All you have to do is mention you heard them here on Your Health Matters. And once again, this is a webinar tomorrow night, Tuesday, August 20th, 6 p.m. You can go to anymeeting.com just a little bit before that time, and they'll get you all hooked up. And if you've got any questions, you can visit our Facebook page, Haystack Help Radio. We've got the link right there to it as well. But if you've got questions, give the office a call, 303-781-5617. We've got to take a short break. We'll be back with more with Dr. Perry Maynard, Integrated Health Systems, right after this. Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Health Radio and a special edition of Your Health Matters brought to you by our good friends here at Integrated Health Systems, 303-781-5617. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. So, Dr. Maynard, let's talk a little bit about what that initial consultation may look like when, and you know, sometimes, I guess, some people will come in for different reasons, and with the way you're in-depth consultations run, you may notice some of these things that they didn't really come there for as well. But let's talk about just that initial consultation and kind of what that looks like.
Definitely. So the initial consultation is usually like about 30 to 40 minutes, and really it's a time where we can dive into what's going on, right? So dive into maybe what are their chief complaints, their symptoms, kind of go over everything they've done, a lot of their old lab testing. And the big part of the consult is to answer the question of, do I think I can help them? And if so, what do we need to do? Or do I think someone else might be a better fit? So it's a way for us to kind of get an idea of what testing we may want to do getting started. So if an individual comes in and they're having memory loss, we can kind of talk through and look at all the testing they've done and then kind of come to a conclusion and say, okay, here's all the testing we need to do moving forward. Maybe here's the type of exam we need to do. So it's really to kind of customize the exam and further testing. So to kind of get an idea of what's going on with that individual.
Right. Now, also, you know, one thing I love about the chiropractic world, you know, you guys always seem to address that underlying root cause of anything with us, but especially when it comes to that decline in brain health. So kind of talk a minute about that and why that's so important to get to that root cause.
Definitely. You know, if you look at how dementia is treated in traditional medicine, it's with a handful of different medications, which really aren't that effective. So the way the medications work are is they cause kind of an increase in a certain neurotransmitter that has to do with memory called acetylcholine, right? So the symptom is there's memory loss, so they say, well, let's give you more of the chemical that helps with those circuits. It makes sense, right? But it's really just covering up a symptom versus what we're saying is, what are all of the processes that research has shown that can affect the way neurons communicate, the way they grow, the way they die, the way they use energy, and let's test all of these things and see where is the issue. So that same researcher makes a great analogy of, you know, they found 36 different factors that can lead to creation of what's called beta amyloid plaque, which is kind of the culprit in Alzheimer's. So these are 36 different factors that need to be looked for. So there are 36 different holes in a roof, right? You punch up 1, 2, 3, even 5 of them, right? And if it rains, it's still going to get wet, right? So my goal is to find as many of those 36 different holes that are present and try to punch up every single hole so that when it rains, it might only leak just a little bit, right? So doing all these things to really help the brain function better so that you're not necessarily using medications to just cover up a symptom.
Gotcha. Okay, great. Once again, this is tomorrow night, Tuesday, August 20th, 6 p.m. This is a free live webinar, and we're going to cover some of the things that we have talked about here, why the most common tests performed for cognitive health are not sufficient, and what tests are imperative to identify drivings of cognitive impairment, how a decline in brain health can wreak havoc for a person's life, and we've already discussed that, and then what we just talked about as well. But Dr. Maynard will be going through quite a few things there, and again, you can go to our Facebook page on Haystack Help Radio. You can get the direct link there to the webinar, or it's anymeeting.com, and if you've got questions, you can still call the office, 303-781-5617, to get any clarification you may need. Now, what about the visual side? You know, sometimes I think we see people forgetting things or remember where they put stuff, but do you also see some things where maybe someone even just trying to get that visual information can be challenging for a person with dementia to judge stuff? Maybe it's distances or, you know, work out the differences between colors, different things like that.
Yeah, definitely. So one big thing is you see alterations in what's called visual spatial memory or just visual spatial orientation. So the area of the brain that's affected with Alzheimer's is an area called your hippocampus. Kind of a funny word, but your hippocampus is where you have short-term memory, but it's also where you map out your environment, right? So that area of the brain, think of it like a piece of grid paper, right? In your brain, it makes a grid of your entire environment to say, here's where I am, and here's the world relative to me. That's why individuals with Alzheimer's have the difficulty of where did I put my keys? Where did I park my car? So definitely that could still give them issues with depth perception, but more because it's a perceptual issue. So it's not necessarily going to affect as much the way the eyes track or some of the visual areas. It's going to be more the way that it's integrated and perceived to where they could have some visual issues, if that kind of makes sense. So it won't affect the actual eyeball itself.
Sure.
But some of the that take in visual information to help with memory and where things are in your environment, those will be affected.
Right. And then you can imagine all this going on with someone, and maybe they're noticing it and hoping no one else does. But I can imagine also it could be very show various changes in personality or mood as well.
It definitely can, and there's certain types of dementias, like what's called frontal temporal dementia, that tends to manifest with personality changes a lot sooner than Alzheimer's. But yeah, in the long run and in different cases, it definitely can affect personality, emotional regulation, and things like that, which is a really sad thing to see. You know, if your significant other you've been married to 50 years is now not the person you originally married.
Sure. So I guess the big question everybody always asks, you know, when do you attribute some of this as just getting older, or when do you see a doctor? What signs would you say you definitely need to get in and see someone?
You know, honestly, going back to even things that people might think are simple, I mean, if you're on a daily, you know, I think all of us know, you know, our norms since we were in our teens and 20s and 30s. you know, if you're noticing shifts to where you truly are forgetting more, you know, like I said, even forgetting where you parked your car, forgetting where you put your keys, and this is happening on a weekly basis, you know, if it's happening once in a blue moon every few months and it's after a bad night of sleep, maybe you don't have something to worry about. But if you're weekly noticing that you're forgetting things like that, mm-hmm. or even people's names or faces, I'd say it's, and the thing is, it's never too early. Worst comes to worst, you get a thorough workup and everything looks okay. But to leave it there for, you know, 5-10 years, so I think just simple issues in memory and recognizing individual space or word finding, I think those are even things that are worth getting worked up to see if they're anything serious.
Right. Once again, this is Integrated Health Systems, and I love the name because your body is a system. Dr. Maynard, a minute and a half left here, but take a minute and just talk about, you know, how much easier this process can be for us as a patient when we come to one door, can walk in that door, and have a whole team of people that specialize in different things that can really get us help, and you guys talk to each other. And I think that's one of the biggest frustrations that people deal in the medical world today. They see one doctor, and then they have to get a chart sent somewhere else, and that guy didn't even read it, or doctor lady didn't read it, and you got to explain everything again, and you guys are right there.
Yeah, no, I think it helps so much. And I think, I see it the most, I think, in the concussion world, is that so many of the patients I see have 10 different doctors for 10 different things, and none of them communicate to each other. None of them even understand what the other one is doing. An example, I had a patient who had an aneurysm, and I was sending her to a cardiologist to get her cleared for hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And the doctor said, yeah, that should be fine. And then he says, but I actually don't know how it works. And I was like, well, that's baffling. How are you clearing someone for something when you don't know how it works? So I agree with you. I think it's so nice, because one of my biggest goals is to help patients navigate the confusing world of healthcare. There's so much stuff on the internet. There's so much mm-hmm. stuff that different doctors. And one of my biggest goals, even if I may not be able to help them, is to tell them what's worth doing and what's not worth doing. Almost be their health advocate. I always tell patients day one, at the very least, I will be your health advocate and coach, and I will guide you through this maze of healthcare to make sure you can get to the right place at the right time, because I think that will save individuals so much money, because the expense in healthcare is not knowing where to go and when. And
right.
So you go to a different doctors, and by the time you find the right one, you no longer have money.
All right, good deal. Well, Dr. Maynard, hey, thanks again for being with us. Dementia and the Aging Brain, free live webinar training by Dr. Maynard tomorrow night, Tuesday, August 20th, 6 p.m. Go to anymeeting.com. You can also call the office, 303-781-5617. Dr. Maynard, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you so much. Have a great afternoon.
All right, you as well. Thank you for joining us today for Your Health Matters.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Steadman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.